Hello, and welcome to Let's Talk About the Knowledge Podcast. I'm your host, The Host, and this week we'll be talking about agriculture. And since this will be a large topic, we'll be separating this episode into categories: agriculture's past, present, its impacts on the environment, and its future. First of all, let's talk about agriculture's past. The time when people began farming and domesticated wild plants and animals was known as the Agricultural Revolution, which, according to National Geographic, was about 12,000 years ago. Before agriculture, we were nomadic hunter-gatherers, meaning instead of settling down in one area, they traveled to different regions and depended on the land for food. We gathered wild berries and plants and hunted. Then the Agricultural Revolution came, but it did not happen in one region, but around the globe. Domesticating animals and plants allowed us to stay in one place instead of being nomadic, and it allowed us to have a reliable food supply, and our populations skyrocketed. But one of the issues of becoming an agricultural society is that the food wasn't diverse, which leads to malnutrition, which isn't good. And unlike our hunter-gatherer diet, which was very diverse, and if something happened to the crop, such as fires, flooding, or other reasons, that population would be facing famine. There is no one reason why humans began farming, but one thing is sure. The Agricultural Revolution allowed us to live in a world like today, and it was an important milestone in human civilization and evolution. Now, we come into part two: agriculture's present and its impacts on our environment. Nowadays, we have a population of over 7 billion people, and as our population continues to grow, agriculture becomes of more and more importance, because we need to feed our population. In modern agriculture, to maximize harvest, we use fertilizers to speed up crop growth, and we use pesticides to kill any insects or small animals trying to eat our crop. Of course, these methods affect our environment tremendously. Pesticides are chemicals made to kill insects and other organisms that pose a threat to a crop. But what makes pesticides dangerous to the environment is that it easily spreads in the soil, and if it's in water, it contaminates it. When pesticides enter the environment, it kills insects, and the organisms which depend on these insects are affected as well. And the organisms that depend on the organisms that depend on the insects for food are also affected. And that is very bad. But it doesn't end there. Pollinators such as bees and butterflies are also affected. And when the pollinators are gone, you get a devastating ecological collapse. Another effect of modern agriculture in the environment is that it creates a tremendous amount of greenhouse gases. And if you listen to our episode about climate change, which I suggest you do if you didn't listen to it, livestock such as chickens, pigs, cows, and sheep create a lot of methane emissions. Methane is a greenhouse gas that is more potent than carbon dioxide. Agriculture contributes to about 14% of our global greenhouse gas emissions. And what's worse, agriculture takes up a lot of space. Around in 2005, 40% of the world's land is dedicated to agriculture. 40%! That is a lot. And right now it's 2022. And what's worse is that as our population continues to grow, the space needed to feed our entire population grows as well. But with every problem, there's a solution. Now we come into our third part: agriculture's future. Just now, you've heard that agriculture takes a lot of space. 40% of the world's land in 2005 was dedicated for agriculture, and that's a lot of land. Now, imagine a farm. Farms typically stretch outwards, and farms like that need a lot of space. But what if farms went up like skyscrapers? Then you'd need a lot less land. But how on earth do you build something such as that? Well, one style of farming fixes that, and it's known as hydroponics. To explain what it is, hydroponics is a method that doesn't use soil to grow plants, and even I do it too. Soil is not needed for a plant's growth. It just acts to stabilize the plant and to give it nutrients. In hydroponics, instead, the plant of choice is grown in water. And this method allows farms that are built vertically, which is up and down, instead of horizontally, which is left and right. And which is great in terms of space, and requires a lot less forest to be cut down. And instead of farms being powered by fossil fuels, they could be powered by green energy. And we'll be adding the rest of the solutions to our website, and you can check it out. Agriculture is a practice that has given humans an evolutionary edge in the animal kingdom. Without it, much of what we had already accomplished wouldn't exist. We hope you have learned a lot about agriculture. If you'd like to send us your episode idea, you can email us at letustalkabout@outlook.com and check out our website, which is linked in the description, for 24/7 access to all our episodes that we publish. And also, don't forget to check out our sources in the description. Goodbye!